Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah, it's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Welcome in our good friend Paul Trombley here. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
When's the last time you got lead-in music?
Yeah. You're going to get your own lead-in music coming up here now, Paul.
All right.
we're upgrading you.
Yes.
New image.
Yeah. When you're a success, you get lead-in music.
Exactly. Yeah. Paul, we're looking at some really warm temperatures coming up next week, huh?
We are, yeah, definitely going to be swinging up there with those temps next week. And still a little bump in the road tonight. It still looks like we're going to see a little system coming in, bringing chances for maybe some rain showers. It could even turn to some wet snow as we get into tonight. Maybe a little slushy accumulations. Looks like more than a little slush, maybe up towards the Wausau, kind of Green Bay areas. Maybe some spots there. A little more than 3 or 4 inches, possibly, in some of those spots.
Careful, he's going to take your music away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll tread softly here. But it's going to be working our way to some upper 40s today as we do stay with a mix of clouds and sunshine developing a southeast wind, 10 to 15. Cloudy tonight, that rain shower mixed in with snow, which may turn into slight snow late with a little slush possible more to the north and east across Wisconsin here. Lows at about 32. Still could be a little messy the Saturday morning. Snow showers, maybe some rain, sleet mixed in with some of that. And then improving later in the day with some breaks of sun, 53 Saturday, 32 Saturday night, 64 on Easter Sunday, mix of clouds and sun, 47 Sunday night, maybe a rain shower, but all in all looks pretty dry with these warm temps holding up next week, upper 60s on Monday, 73 Tuesday, hard to say it even, upper 70s Wednesday. So it's definitely getting into some new ground here with our temperatures next week. Yeah.
Is this something you can see say sticking? Like, are we back now? Are we back to the warmer temperatures? Or are we going to have like 40s in 2 weeks, you think?
You know, it doesn't look like we have any big downturns on the way. So yeah, I think we'll, you know, not 70s to 80 every day, but, you know, the cool downs, like, you know, maybe 50s and 60s. So,
oh, that's, I love that.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Yeah, you just made my co-host very happy with that one. Yeah. All right, you get the music still, Paul. You get the music. Okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, just tough to take it away just as I got it. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yes. Paul, we really, really appreciate you joining us all week. You have a great weekend, man, and we'll talk again on Monday, okay?
All right, sounds good, and you guys too.
Thank you, Paul. Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center with one of the best voices ever, Nina Simone. Mm. I know there's a Michael Bublé version that's not bad, but it pales in comparison to Nina Simone.
For sure. And, you know, I have to say, Paul is not very horse-like, so...
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, and I'm glad that didn't come up.
I waited till he hung up to say it, so... guessing
forgot.
He's on his next call, not listening to us.
The man's got a lot of stations to call up, and we appreciate him joining us so much. Big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, of course. We got a lot of fun things to get to this hour. We are going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you a little after Melissa's news. We'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. You call up at 424-2600. You get the correct answer of the TV theme song we play, and you'll win a family pack of four from our friends at Culver's.
I want to go to Culver's right now.
Yeah. I've been there like 2 weekends in a row and have not been disappointed. I get the same darn thing almost every time, and I'm never disappointed.
Cheeseburger? Just love it. Bacon double cheeseburger?
Bacon double cheeseburger, yeah. Sometimes I'll get cheese curds instead of fries.
Why do I know that?
I don't know. I feel bad for you. You've been working with me way too long, you poor thing.
You really get cheese curds instead of fries?
Sometimes.
See, I like their fries.
Oh, I love
their
fries.
I think they're good.
I just don't get cheese curds a lot, so when I'm there, that's usually one of the things I get there. Shout out to our Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's, a big thank you to them, and we're going to make somebody a star of the day with them a little bit later. For right now, what was the most fun age when you were a kid? The average answer in a new poll was 9 years old. Then the average person felt like they lost their sense of fun at the age of 27 and fully shifted into boring adulthood. People were asked to name the top things they miss about being a kid, and we've got the top 10. But I do want to take a pause for a second to that average age of losing your sense of fun. I grew up really fast, and I did not, wasn't a kid. I did not have a chance to do that, and I missed out on a lot of those things. I refuse to spend the rest of my life being a boring adult. Like, I will do everything I can to fight that, to push back. And, like, I'm not worried about getting older. Wrinkles, gray hair, all that stuff. I'll take it. I'm fine. That's a victory where I'm from. You know, you don't see a lot. But as far as, like, the maturity thing, yes, I will handle myself maturely, because you hear me on the air. I'm way too serious for my own good. But I've been trying very hard to loosen up more and just enjoy life and have some fun and have a little bit of the kid in you come out.
Yeah, and you shouldn't lose your sense of fun, right? No. But I did chuckle a little bit when you said, you know, at 27, is 27, 29,
yeah,
where 27. You lose your sense of fun. But I also can think of plenty of people in their early 20s who need to grow up.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, you know, you get so when we're talking about a story about, like, being kid-like, that it's like, yeah, but yeah, keep your sense of fun.
Yeah. It's important. And for some of those 20-year-olds, yeah, you need to grow up. You need to, your parents will not tell you, but we'll tell you.
We'll tell
grow
you.
Grow up. Grow up. Yes. Leave them alone. They've raised you. They've done enough. Number one on the list, summer vacation and other long breaks where your whole family, your whole day was open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Think about summer vacation when you were a kid and you just, right? You were just on your own time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Nan and Pop would always give us errands. My parents did the same. But even with that, you got that done and the rest of the day was yours. Yeah. You know, they'd take an hour or whatever.
Or you'd sleep in.
Yeah.
Whatever that meant.
Yes.
You know, lay around a little bit.
God, just sleeping in. Like, I, if I wake up at 7, I'm like, oh, I got to sleep in a little bit here. Like, that's what it is for me now. And that's ridiculous compared to when I was a kid. Yeah. Waking up with a care in the world, without a care in the world. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I really experienced that, but I imagine as a kid, that would be great. That would be a pretty,
or that
cool
you're
feeling.
Just your whole job for the whole day was to play.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know, or hang out, whatever. Yeah, I agree.
Bills, basically no bills to pay. That was not on your mind. You were not concerned about bills one bit. You were concerned about making sure that you saw a cartoon or something.
Absolutely.
That was about it. Yeah, that's a big one. I would put that way up there. Never having to cook. Your parents are basically like your personal chef. It's kind of true. I love cooking though, so I that one I don't mind doing as an adult.
But when you were a kid, I mean,
oh yeah, yeah.
Like if my mom, we were fortunate. My mom stayed home with us. But, you know, she was going to be gone or something. Like, there was always stuff, kid-friendly stuff there to make, yeah, or to do, yeah, or whatever. Like, you weren't having to prepare meals. Mm-hmm. It was just, I don't know. Yeah, I agree.
There's the ability to do something and then move on to the next thing. Like, I just got home from school, backpack off, you know, jacket off, just on the floor,
grab
anywhere
a snack
else,
and turn on He-Man.
Snack. Yes, and yes, exactly. Like, that to me, that's something that I think was pretty cool. Even I got to experience a little of that. And that's pretty cool. Being taken care of when you were sick. Yes. Yes. I didn't get a lot of this growing up, but I almost remember every single time. And there was one time where my mom didn't believe me. And it was sixth grade.
Oh.
And I still went to school. And she had every right not to believe me.
Hey, Ferris Bueller.
Yes, exactly. She had every single right. This was a whole cry wolf and stuff, and it ends up happening.
Newsflash. Mothers are very intuitive.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know there's shenanigans going on. Whether we let you know we know or not.
I don't believe that I ever fooled my mother. Not once. I think she let me think I fooled her
absolutely.
Plenty of times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because then it's like, how far are they going to take this, right?
Yeah,
like,
yes, yes.
Okay, now I'm going to stereotype here because I'm just going to. You men are babies when you're sick.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Total babies.
It's funny, the pain that I'm dealing with right now, it's a consistent pain, and it's draining and stuff, but it's tolerable. Now I get a really bad head cold or something like that.
Or like you're throwing up or something.
Yeah,
and you're
absolutely.
And
it's like, please, somebody.
When it happens to the mom, oh, no, but there's still a kid over there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I don't know. And I agree. with the whole like being taken care of when you're sick, because there's been times as an adult where I'm like, oh, I want my mom. You know what I mean? Like, you,
it's got to go both ways.
You think
though.
That, but you guys are exponentially
we can
bigger babies.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to fight
for
you
acute
on this
sickness.
One. No, I'm not going to fight you. On
you
that. I will say that it should go both ways. I think that it should be fair for both. And I will say that once you do heal up, you will never hear the end of it that you were sick for a week and that they had to take care of you.
But you know, isn't it funny? Just people in general, how some people are like sick, and you just like push through. Now, sometimes that's not a good thing. Sometimes you should rest and take a break, and you know that's, what I mean. So sometimes it's the extreme opposite. But then sometimes you have people that you're around and like they have a hangnail, and you'd think they were near death.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's too much for me. Yeah, yeah. I'm more of a I'm more along the lines of the type of person that doesn't realize I should slow down
me
or
too.
I should. Yeah, yeah. Waking up feeling excited on your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a special feeling. And I don't think that should ever go away.
You know, with the timing of my birthday, like, I've never had to go to school on my birthday. Oh, I've never had, you know, I mean, I had to work as an adult. But but I don't know. But it is interesting, like, with one of my kids, well, I have a summer birthday child, but then the other one, you know, it's like you have to get up and go to school on your birthday. I'm like, oh, that kind of stinks because I never had to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel for that one. Spending lots of time outside. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were pretty much, that's where we went. That was our...
Well, and we were still of that generation where it was like, you know, where parents could say, come home at dark.
Yes. Yeah.
And they didn't sit and work. Like, if seriously, if my kids were like 8 and 9 and they took off on their bikes and I said, come home at dark, I would, it'd be a long day for me.
Yeah.
Kind of wonder, you know what I mean? Like wondering what's happening? Where are they? Not that I have to hover over them, but safety wise.
Oh,
I mean.
I get you.
And back when we were kids, we'd take off on our bikes and we'd be gone.
The whole reason my parents moved us up here was for us to be able to do that, to play for those couple of hours before dark and be able to head in. And the closest I did have to a childhood was coming out here and living here. And one of my favorite memories is, you know, on a Saturday, the guys and I would get together and we'd play baseball or basketball in the morning and we'd end up with football at night. You know, it was every day it was like that.
Exploring, it was, you know, sometimes we'd just be like exploring in the woods there's like a creek by my parents. You know, playing around. I don't know. I agree.
It was we didn't need a tablet. The world was our tablet. We had those things, and I the world's still there. You know, kids could still use it. Parks and playgrounds. Yeah, yeah. Slides, not as fun as an adult. Not as fun.
Those darn hot slides. Remember that?
Yes. Those were the worst. And you still went down them though. You knew what was coming.
Yeah, because
but you still did it.
Like you'd have shorts on, but then you'd kind of put your legs up and try to just have your butt that's covered, you know, on the slide.
Yes.
How dumb.
Never worked. Oh, it never worked. Never worked. There was really when there were a bad slide or whatever and had like a ridge at the end.
Yeah.
There was some slides.
Or there was a big drop off.
Yes.
Yeah. Or merry-go-rounds were the best.
Merry-go-rounds are torture devices for children.
They are.
That's all they're built for.
But they're pretty fun.
They are fun until you get that one kid that wants to make it hard for everybody. Like just keep spinning and spinning and spinning. That's all it is. It's just a torture device for children. That's all it is. Getting pocket money for or an allowance. Yeah, yeah. I like my paycheck better.
Right. Oh, yes. But do you remember that? Like if somebody ever gave you like a dollar or something and it was just like, oh, you know, that was so cool.
My mom and dad were really good about that. You know, I always like to help around the house and do those things. And when we came out here, I started getting an allowance and stuff. And I would try to give it back to them. And they would be very adamant about, no, that's yours. You do something with that. And I didn't think it was a big deal as a kid, but they were not, for one, giving me an opportunity to know what it's like to have money and how to budget that and that kind of stuff. But they were also, they wanted me to be, you know, have that. It was important to them. And
I always thought it was cool when it was somebody else, not my parents.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like a grandparent or an aunt and uncle or, you know what I mean? Like something like that. I just always thought that was so neat.
Even up until the age of like 16, I would say, when my friends and I would go around, you know, raking lawns for $5 or shoveling for $5. Or you get that $5, you feel like a king. You feel amazing from that. Yeah. Now, that is something that I don't think that there's a lot of things that I think that, because I really don't mind a lot of the modern ways of parenting or teaching or a lot of these things. But that is one of those things I would definitely push where, you know, hey, it's we just got a huge thing of snow. You got the day off of school and everything. Maybe go see if the neighbors could use their shoveled or something. There's something that you build from that. Mm-hmm. A work ethic is really can be
and
built from
that. And a sense
that,
of community.
Absolutely, yes, yes, doing some good. Maybe they don't give you $5, but you still helped. You did something good. Getting to see your best friends at school every day. Yeah, that was always cool.
That was a big deal.
Yep.
Because we weren't, you know, there was no FaceTime. There was no, it's like that's how you communicated.
Looking at the top 25, watching cartoons just made it at 11. Climbing trees, using coloring books, not worrying about money, and just the newness of everything, like getting excited for the first time you flew on a plane or a train or anything like
any,
that.
Really, any new experience.
Any new experience, literally, yeah. The poll also looked at things kids do that grown-ups would like to emulate. The top answers were making more time for fun, seeing the best in people, and starting the day with positivity. I got great news for everybody, adult out there. You can do that.
You can do all of those. And kind of that whole, you know, starting the day with that sense of wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kids have. Like, every day is a clean slate.
I'm
not suggesting every kid has that luxury, but they should.
It may feel like it sometimes, but there are no reruns in life. Like, every day is brand new. I start the show with, it's a new day for a reason. Like, you got new opportunities. Every day is a brand new slate for you. And I think that I don't know how you can't get inspired by that.
You know, and it was actually on this station. There was a PSA that used to run for the Girl Scouts. This has stuck in my head forever. And it basically was saying the average life has 22,000 days. Once a day is done, it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
And that just, that always sticks with me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Mm. Once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you make the most of it.
And you can't go 100 miles an hour every single day.
No.
And, you know, I mean, you'd be broke.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have to think forward. But at the same time, take opportunities when they present themselves.
Feel those feelings if you're having a rough day. That's understandable. Everybody does. But even a rough day is a positive day. As my papa would tell you, as he told me every time when I was a little kid and I was having a bad day, Jimmy, you think you're having a bad day? Try not having one. That's a bad day.
And if you're sick, don't be a baby.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We'll take a break on that. Starting to feel a little personal. Starting to feel like it is.
No,
I'm joking. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And don't forget, after Melissa's news, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you, Zoe.
She must really like me because she's here every time that I'm here.
It seems like it, yeah. Next time, we gotta flip that up. We gotta change that up a little
bit. I mean, it's all good, but...
Yeah. Thank you, Zoe, and thank you, everybody that got us birthdays and anniversaries. Celebrate with our good friends at Misty's. And we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now, 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. We want to go ahead and dive right into this. And Terry, you've got some work to do this morning.
Finally.
I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. That gives us that qualifiers. All right. And I need a one through four.
Uno.
All right. There we go. That gives that qualifier so we can get that in. And I need a one through four again.
Really?
Yeah.
Three.
Three. All right. That gives us those qualifiers. So we're all set. We're all good to go. Let's go ahead and dive right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to former WFHR staff member, one of my favorite salespeople I've ever met, Mr. Jeff Stoner.
Happy birthday, Stoner.
I hope you're having a good one, Jeff.
We miss you.
Yeah, we do.
Jeff, you should call us.
Living his best life in Texas right now.
Yeah.
Hope he's enjoying it down there. Talk to Jeff every once in at least a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. And seems to be doing great down there.
At least a couple times a year.
Please. Always catch up.
At least.
Good man. Very good man right there. Wishing you a great day, Jeff. Hope it's a good one for you. Want to wish a happy birthday to Ron Rahm.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Hope you have a great day, Ron. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Jesse Fuller.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Enjoy your day, Jesse. Hope it's a great one for you. We move on to Sunday, and we have some great lists here. But we first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Lori Steckbauer.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Lori was a former WFHR staff person here. And once you're with the team, you're always a family member. So we wish Lori a happy birthday. Enjoy your birthday, Lori. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to our WIRI music man, Joe Casper.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Joe does most, if not all, the music that you hear on our sister station, WIRI 105.5, the best station to listen to when we are not on the air.
However, if we are here, be here.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we demand that. Yeah. happy birthday to Faye Lilly. Enjoy your. That's a pretty name.
Happy birthday.
It's a nice name, Faye. I like that name. And a happy birthday to Ty Stellman.
Happy birthday.
Ty is a family friend. Him and my sister go way, way back, and I've hung out and known Ty for a long time. Of course, his father, Mr. Spellman, you know from many local bands, local musician. Ty may still be, to this day, one of the most talented human beings I've ever been around that doesn't act like it. Like, Ty will walk up to a piano. You don't know, you know, he does a lot of construction work. And you say you're on the site with him, or and there's a piano there. And he walks up, and he plays it like Jelly Roll Morton. Like, he's incredible. He's just very, and he just does this all very, not like he doesn't take it seriously, but it's very nonchalant almost. It almost bugs you how easily he flows into it and everything. And very good musician. Only thing better than his skills are he's a very funny guy and a very good person. Wishing you a great birthday, Ty. Enjoy your day. We also want to wish our qualifiers a happy 23rd anniversary. Randy and Vicky Belko.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you guys. Happy 23rd. That's awesome. Celebrate all weekend long. Celebrate right through the weekend. Make sure to. And we move on to Easter Sunday. We've got some Easter birthdays for us here. But, of course, we have to first up mention Pam Hilke.
Happy birthday, Pam.
As a side note, this is the first ever birthday on Easter for Pam, so that's kind of fun for her.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. I have been saying for as long as I've been here, not just my second run, but my first run with WFHR, Pam Hilke is the heart of WFHR. I mentioned something yesterday that I don't think we touch on nearly enough. We've gone through two different owners recently. That doesn't happen without Pam. None of this happens without Pam. I don't think that we put this in detail enough when we say that she's the heart of this station. She's our scheduler. She's our person that greets everybody. She's the person that sets up Morning Magazine week in and week out. She does literally 1,000 things that I don't even know half of them. And I've been working with this lady half my life. I say all this, but I don't talk enough about her as a person. You can't meet Pam and not come away with it remembering her.
Absolutely.
Think about all the people that come by in this building and the other building. She's been doing this for 40, 50 years and everything. And every person that has met her remembers her because she's that sweet. She's that genuine.
You're never gonna meet somebody with a kinder heart than Pam.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just wonderful.
She's just one heck of a human being, and I am so grateful and thankful that I have had her in my life, let alone as a friend, and not just as a worker, but as a friend. Long before those changes, and we had a huge staff and everything around here. Well, it's a huge staff to us because we're used to just being Pam and I and Chuck. And I don't think I get through those times without her, especially some of the things that have happened on air and off air and all that stuff. So grateful for her. Also, very funny. Sneaky good comedian, sneaky good funny. Like, she is very funny. So you don't see him coming some of the times, but she's got some great stuff to her. So wishing you a great day, Pam. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Anthony Aldi. Happy birthday, Anthony.
Happy birthday.
Tone. Most people know him as Tony. Tony is, of course, one of the massage therapists over at Stober Healthcare. I've known Tony for a while before that and everything. Great guy. You will never have a boring conversation with Tony. It just is not possible. Good guy. Nancy Brandel, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hope you enjoy your day, Nancy. Have a great one. Want to wish a very happy birthday as well to Beth Sapp.
Happy birthday.
I like that name, Beth Sapp. That's a good name. That's a good name. And our qualifier today, another good name, Tina Ostrom.
Happy birthday.
Tina, enjoy your day. We hope it is a good one for you. And we hope everybody celebrates. Thank you so much for having a big list
to go into
the weekend.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it?
That's a lot of fun. Keep those birthdays and anniversaries coming, everybody. You can send it to info@WFHR.com. You can email me, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Or you can go ahead and direct message us on Facebook. It's a real easy way to do it. Just like our page and send us those birthdays and anniversaries. Just going to take a moment to look at some celebrity birthdays, because for once we got to spend most of our time on local celebrities. I'm very happy about that. Just a quick rundown. Tiki and Rondé Barber are 48 today, twins who both played in the NFL. Russell Crowe is 59. Yeah, egomaniac.
And a fair actor. Your favorite.
Yeah, fair actor. Also egomaniac. Apparently, Russell Crowe, by the way, I got last week or the week before, I was saying how Russell Crowe had this like kind of humbling moment and he's changed. No, he hasn't.
Oh, you're mistaken?
I was mistaken. Oh. Yes. Russell Crowe is still the same Russell Crowe. If you want to interview Russell Crowe, you've got to go through 12 people in a meeting in here. And then go into another room to talk to 10 more people before, and just sit there and wait until Russell Crowe decides to show up.
Well.
And if he shows up, it's on Australian time. So you want to do this, you got to do this interview at like 7, 8 at night, and you're sitting there waiting for him, and he doesn't, it's 7 in the morning for him.
Maybe he's doing his hair.
Maybe he's just a jerk. Maybe.
Like, I mean, there's that. Let's talk about Jackie Chan's birthday.
Yeah, Jackie Chan is 69 today, the complete opposite of Russell Crowe. Could not be more of a humble man. Does his own stunts.
I love him.
I love Jackie Chan.
When we were talking last week about action heroes, mm-hmm. I think we were talking about Keanu Reeves. But I was like, Jackie Chan has to fall in there somewhere.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He's awesome.
We're spoiled with some of these action stars we have nowadays. And Jackie Chan, you watch some of his earlier movies, Rumble in the Bronx. There's nothing like that movie. I went to the movie theater twice to see it because I'd never seen anything like it. I grew up watching a lot of Japanese and Chinese movies and everything, especially kung fu movies and all that. And I'd still never seen anything like Jackie Chan, and I don't think any of us ever will. When I say he does his own stunts, I'm talking about a guy in the movie Rumble in the Bronx who jumps from one high rise to another.
Yeah, he literally does all of his own stunts.
He's got a hole in his head because he's done this.
But isn't it cool?
Yeah, well, it's so cool, and he's so charming. He's such a likable person. He doesn't seem like he, maybe he does, and I'm completely wrong, but he seems like he doesn't carry himself with any ego. Just kind of like, I'm really happy to be here kind of thing.
Yeah, and it I've never got the impression for him it's any kind of air. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or it's never for something else. Yeah. Or it's never because I'm sponsored by XY. Like,
he's just him.
He's a cool guy.
Very cool. He's 69 today. So is Tony Dorsett, NFL Hall of Famer. Great running back. Fantastic running back. John Oates is 75 of Hall & Oates. It should be noted that John did help write almost all their hits.
Really?
Yes. I believe he was one of the... Yeah.
Someone should make a cupcake for him today.
Yeah.
It's poet day. Cupcake and a... What was it? Poet in a cupcake?
Poet in a cupcake day. One of the greatest directors and producers of all time, Francis Ford Coppola, is 84 today. Nicolas Cage's uncle, but you may know him better as, I don't know, The Godfather, Godfather 2, Apocalypse Now, The Outsiders, Rumblefish, The Cotton Club, Captain EO, Peggy Sue Got Married, Bram Stoker's Dracula. Whew, just an incredible list. And I didn't give you all of them even. I mean, Coppola, one of those guys I'd give anything to work with. Like, give me one line in the movie that Francis Ford Coppola can direct me from, and I will learn from that for the rest of my life. Like, I'd give anything
to
work for him. Let's see. People no longer with us. Like Wayne Rogers, born in this day in 1933, passed away in 2015. Trapper John on MASH.
Oh.
He was good.
Yeah.
And I think one of my favorite forgotten actors, James Gardner, born in this day in 1928, passed away in 2014. Most people, I think, will know him as the older version of in The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was, if not his last role, one of his last roles. But I don't know, Jim Rockford and the Rockford Files. I mean, you know.
You're not a big Nicholas Sparks fan?
No, that movie, actually, I'm good with that movie.
I think that's... Well, I'm a Nicholas Sparks junkie.
Okay.
So, like, his books hit the shelf, and I've got it read within like probably 24 hours.
Typical thing for me with that. The girl I was dating at the time wanted to see it, so I go, oh, fine, I'll watch it or whatever. I got into it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
It's a neat story.
It's a great, it's probably, to me, as far as like modern love stories, you know, love movies that have come out in the last 20, 25 years or whatever, top of the list.
Well,
I think it may be the number one, like as far as that goes. It's
and
not
he,
the
was
most
great, he was a great, you know, he did a great job as an actor in that.
Yeah.
Like it was,
that
was awesome.
Whew. Yeah, that gets
I still like the book better, but the movie is good.
My sister said the same thing. She really loved
the
book.
I like all the books better.
Yeah, yeah. She's a big fan of his, too. What Dreams May Come. Most romantic movie I've ever seen. Just off the top of my head, if I'm thinking of. Maybe there's some others that I can think of, but that's the first one I think of. And it's probably because of Robin Williams. But I admit that, at least. I own that. I want to take a real, real quick look at just the weekend birthday, see if there is anything noteworthy that we should mention. Let's see here. Julian Lennon is 60 tomorrow. John Lennon's son, and a great music producer, and Much Too Late for Goodbyes. Great song there. Let's see here. Well, we probably should mention the Buddha. You know, celebrating a birthday tomorrow, or would have. 463 BC, 483 BC. Buddha. Now we all remember hanging out with him. Great guy.
I think I remember him gold or bronze.
Yes. it was before that. They had the long hair. And on Sunday, let me see here. Dennis Quaid is 69. And that's about it.
That's all we got.
Yeah. But we do want to wish again everybody a happy birthday and anniversary out there celebrating. Enjoy your birthdays. Enjoy your anniversaries. And to Pam on Sunday, please enjoy your day. Please don't think about work. Please just enjoy the day. We wish you a great one. We'll get you into Melissa's news. You guys stick around for that, and be sure to be listening for the Star of the Day coming up. And if you head on over to Misty's, wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio. I love that sound. Lights, camera, action. It is time to play WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
How many people do you think have never heard that?
Ooh,
remember
yeah.
hearing the old film reel?
You're right. Yeah.
Or a film strip or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty interesting. We are going to have some fun right now. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600, get the answer right, maybe name an actor from the series or name the series or any of the above, and you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. Big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. And shout out to Steph for getting these good deals out of Culver's all the time.
Yeah, way to go,
that.
Steph.
Let's go ahead and dive into this, have some fun, get ready to call up 424-2600, everybody, and tell us what theme song this is. This is going to be a tough one.
You think?
Ooh,
no way.
Ooh, right away. Right away. See, now this part I think people would have recognized.
Yes.
That part. Let's go ahead and see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer? Good morning. Are you there? All right. Call back 424-2600. Let's go ahead and keep.
There's somebody.
Oh,
back.
There we go. There we go. All right. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your answer?
Dallas.
Hey. Yes! Nice job.
Yes. Congratulations. Nicely done. Did you know that one right away?
No.
No.
Not till the very end.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That
That
part.
The intro part kind of threw me a little bit.
Yeah.
But then, as soon as the it started.
Yeah. Who do we have on the phone? What's your first name, sir?
Ed.
Awesome. Ed, where are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner.
Okay, Ed. Were you a Dallas watcher?
Not really. No.
No.
No. No.
No. No. I'm not really big on it, no.
I
watched when they shot JR.
Well, right? Everyone watched when they shot JR.
Hey, Ed, spoiler alert. Wow. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. I think I was in a similar boat, but I was a kid. I just didn't understand half the stuff that was going on in that show or anything, but my grandparents watched it, so I just sit there and watch it with them. But I do remember enjoying Larry Hagman. What a great villain. What a great bad guy. Just really good at it. Ed, thank you so much for hanging out with us and being our new star of the day. Hang on the line, going to get some information from you in just a moment, okay? All right. Ed is our newest star of the day. How great is that?
I remember awesome. Watching Dallas when I was a kid.
Well, and the reason I did this is because it was on this day in 1978, the TV show star Larry Hagman and Barbara Bel Gebbi ended up saying that their contracts were up, so they were going to leave. So this was the end of Dallas. This was this week was the last episode airings of Dallas.
Do you know one of my favorite shows ever was the spinoff from Dallas, which was Knott's Landing?
Yes.
I loved that show.
I forgot that was a
and
spinoff.
And I would record, I would tape it on my VCR.
Yeah.
And then when VCR is finally where you could select the time, you know what I mean? It wasn't just put it in and hit record, but you could actually program it. Always.
Wasn't Lorenzo Lamas on Knott's Landing or something like that? And that was his big break. I can't remember, but I just remember I forgot that was a spinoff. That's really cool. Man, nice by you. I have to mention this. one of my favorite acting stories of all time. I get to sit up late and watch the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and Larry Hagman's on. And Larry Hagman, I did not know this until then. Johnny's talking to him, and he's like, for the audience that doesn't know, Larry Hagman is a thespian. He's played almost every big role you could ever think of on stage. He's huge in all these places, and he's got this great career. But now he's kind of labeled and kind of like pigeoned into just being a bad guy and all this, and just being JR. That's what he's known for. He walks down the street, and people shout out JR at him and all this. he asked JR this. He asked Larry Hagman this. Like, what is it like to be typed? How do you feel about this? And he looks at it, and this is a guy who really took a lot of pride in his work and worked very hard to be an actor and to get to this point and everything. And he looks at Johnny without batting an eye, and he's like, Johnny, they can put JR on my tombstone. I get paid to do what I love to do. That was a huge life lesson for me.
That's cool.
Like, I realized right then and there, that's the kind of actor I want to be.
I also liked him in I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, he's good in that too. Good actor.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Ed, our newest star of the day. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. It's a 90s song, but it reminds you of the 80s.
Yeah.
Tears for Fears,
I gotta say, though, I like the 80s bumper stuff better than the 90s. Yeah. I don't know.
Next hour, we're going 80s.
I mean, just because maybe it's just more memorable
music.
You know what I mean? Things that, I don't know.
I think the difference of music that we heard, because we didn't get to pick it, it was on the radio or something like that because we were kids. And the music we chose in the 90s, I think there's a big difference.
Yeah, that's true.
The nostalgia is different.
It's an interesting way to think about it.
Instacart has a new survey out, and 92% of people who celebrate Easter say they'll buy Easter candy. For the Easter bunny, of course.
Or for their own
or
eating.
Or for themselves, yes. 92%. That's pretty hard to get at any survey. And a lot of people are looking for the seasonal treats that aren't available year-round.
Peeps.
So here are the top 10 candies people want for Easter. You want to start at number 10, number 1 here. You want to
10.
Okay. Number 10, Branch's Jelly Bird Eggs.
Oh, see? That's original jelly beans.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Those actually, now
it's
that
Brock's,
I think about
actually.
It. Brock's. It is Brock's.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've been in my whole life what that's called.
I love the green ones because it's lime. Yeah. It's not apple.
Yeah, those aren't bad. I think I'm thinking of a different type of jelly
bean. Except for the nasty black ones. I know. People are like turning off the radio now. You either love them or you hate them.
It's
I'm a hater.
Black licorice, same thing. You either love it or you hate it. Yeah. They to each their own. M&M's Easter Milk Chocolate Candy.
No, so just pastel M&M's.
Yeah. M&M's are great. Love M&M's. Peeps, Yellow Marshmallow Chix. Comes in at number 8.
Wait, 8?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be number 1. Who are these Instacarters?
Yeah. Hershey's Milk Chocolate Kisses, number 7. I used to love those things.
I do love them.
Biting off the tip, it almost felt like you get, I try to get like 3 bites
out
of them.
Oh, really? I'm a whole thing in your mouth.
I just pop them. Yeah, well, sometimes.
Honestly, though, if I'm going to go, if I'm going to pick a candy bar, I do like a Twix, but if I'm literally like in the gas station looking at all the candy bars, it is a plain Hershey bar.
Nice.
That's what I walk with. So kisses are the same,
same thing, basically. Yeah. And just still great chocolate. Like Hershey's, their chocolate never disappoints.
I agree.
Good stuff. And number six on the list, Hershey's milk chocolate candy eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I know what those are.
I have no idea why. But when we were kids, we always called them footballs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it never dawned on me that it was supposed to be an egg. Shut up.
I love that. That's awesome. Cadbury Easter cream eggs come in at number five.
Oh, ahead of Peeps. Interesting.
Yeah, very.
Those are mine, too.
And I would have thought Peeps would be ahead of that.
What about marshmallow eggs?
Hmm.
I'm sure they're not on the list, but no, remember those?
Though, yeah,
I like, and they're those. In an egg carton. Yeah. Like, I love those.
I remember one year, my sister got mad at me because I took her eggs and I used them as a part of my fort with my G.I. Joe guys and stuff. But she got really mad.
Well, my brother-in-law also loves those. Mm. And so when they would be at my mother-in-law's house, we'd like fight for them, right? Because he'd eat like 9 to my 3. Piggy.
Mm. This, I give my Nana so much credit because one year she saw my sister and I fighting over some candy. The very next year, both of us had that candy. There was no fighting.
There you go.
So that woman always seemed to have some insight, you know, just seemed to be paying attention. Lindt milk chocolate bunny, number 4. Is that the traditional chocolate bunny?
Well, it's a higher quality. Lindt chocolate, I would say, is a higher quality of chocolate. So a little bit more. Yeah. I mean, you can still find it in retailers like Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're typically in like gold foil.
Gold foil. Yeah. Yes. Got the gold foil.
They're good.
Yeah. That's a good chocolate, too. Starburst Easter jelly beans.
Yep. Reds only.
Oh, great. Great stuff. I love those. Anything Starburst.
There's some of those on my counter right now, actually. Mm.
Just had some Starburst this morning, and man, just love them. That's going to be hard on me because I'm really trying to fix my diet and get a lot of the sugar out of my diet and everything. Skittles, Starburst, that's going to be a hard one to give up. I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
I mean, because you do need to lose weight. I get the whole reducing sugar. I mean, regardless of whether you need to lose weight or not.
That's the thing. I need to reduce sugar, but I need to put on pounds. Yeah. I need to put on weight. The two worlds don't always go together. Yes, yes. Kinder chocolate candy eggs.
You know, I think that those are kind of a gimmicky thing. I mean, they've been around for a while, but you know, you get the hazelnut, but you also get the treat inside. Have you seen those? It's like a plastic egg, and then you break it open. One side has the treat.
I've never had one.
Oh yeah. So when you open it, one side has a little toy.
Yeah.
You know, so in theory, kind of like, you know, the gum you used to get in the baseball cards.
Yeah, yeah.
But so one side has a little toy, and then the other side is like a hazelnut cream. It's good.
I got to try one, and I want the toy. It's just, I don't know.
You want like the 3/4-inch little G.I. Joe guy?
I actually am a little curious. Is it good chocolate? Because I've wondered with the toy, you wonder
average.
If they, it, okay, yeah. That's what I would expect.
Not bad,
and I would think
not
that's what you'd
fabulous.
Expect.
I just don't know how many, honestly, kids, and I don't know if there's different flavors, but I don't know there to be different flavors. I just don't know how many kids really like that hazelnut flavor, but I don't know. My kids like them.
I don't know what getting a free toy like that means to a kid anymore.
It's
like
exactly.
Kids, like Happy Meals or this stuff.
Well, but these are like the little toys. Remember in the machine where you'd put in your quarter and you'd turn the thing and it'd be in the little,
the little
plastic bubble thing?
Yeah.
And it took more work to get the cover off than, it's stuff like that.
Huh. Junk. Interesting. Yeah, just junk, And number one on the list, Reese's peanut butter eggs. That is the number one candy people are looking forward to this Easter.
Huh, I don't know that that's surprising.
Yeah, I also don't. I feel like the list, like, okay, those Reese's peanut butter eggs, I am a fan of Reese's. I'm not a fan of chocolate and peanut butter, except for Reese's. That's like the only time I like it.
Fair enough.
So I'm a fan of theirs, but the only thing different is the shape. So to me, it's more about the flavors that come out this time of year.
See, and I think I don't like them as much because there's less chocolate.
Yes.
Like the peanut butter area is much greater.
Yeah.
So there's less chocolate than if you just eat a regular peanut butter cup.
I agree.
It doesn't matter because my favorite Peeps is number 8. So that means not everyone's buying up the Peeps. So there's going to be some left
for me.
There's
going to be a lot more. And you, as you said before, you're traditional.
Yellow
old school Peeps.
Yes.
Because the different types of Peeps that are out there, they're
gross. Well, and hopefully they sit out on the counter open for a day because then they're a little bit hard.
Yeah. You like that. I don't blame you. I've said this before. My mother, growing up, we'd always get Girl Scout cookie things, and she'd buy herself her own box of Mint Thins. This woman never did anything for herself. This was like the one thing she would do. She'd have the one sleeve that she'd eat regular, and then she'd have one she'd put in the freezer.
Yeah.
We have our different ways of liking chocolate, liking candies, and it's always like fascinating to me to hear these little things we go through to do these things.
I mean, there is the reality that extra sleeve was in the freezer just to mitigate how many you kids would eat. She was kind of hiding them. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, very insightful.
Gotta have a little guilty pleasure once in a while.
Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. We're gonna take a break as we get to CBS News here and catch you up on all your world news. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. Looking forward to that. We're gonna get into this pretty cool thing that Brad Pitt had done. I want to talk a little bit about the CMTs, the Country Music Awards, and some new in theaters. What's going to be new in theaters this weekend? A little later in the hour, 10 debut albums that changed country music.
Huh?
I think that'll be a fun conversation. Also, some good stories of the day to wrap up our show. All of this coming up for you. I do want to give you guys a quick notice, as long as we're talking entertainment. Our weekend lineup is fantastic. Be sure to join us for the greatest poker show of all time, the Sunshine Poker Show. 7 o'clock on Saturdays. Tim Humboldt does an amazing job with this. You're never going to hear poker like the poker Tim plays for
you. He does do a great job.
And be sure to join us for Seth Faces Music this Sunday, 6 to 8. Seth always takes a great theme and runs with it, does a great job. Director's Cut this Sunday, real special episode from 8 to 9. Today, Seth and I are going to be recording Jordan Bain. He is the lead singer for Save Point. Jordan's going to be in studio with us, hanging out with us. We're going to have a great time, looking forward to it. Got some really important shows coming up. Connie and I had the idea of doing an episode focusing on suicide awareness. We're going to do that. Just between all of us, okay? All right, this is just between us. Don't tell anybody else.
I will not tell a soul.
We've got the Lizards coming up. We're so excited about
very
this.
Very cool.
Like, that's a get. That's the most, I think it's pretty fair to say, the most popular local band, the most consistent band we've had for decades around here. We're so excited about that.
That'll be an awesome show.
Yeah, got a lot of good guests joining us. We'll have Jordan in studio today, and we'll have that on this Sunday's episode of Director's Cut from 8 to 9. Just take in that whole block from 6 to 9 of Seth Faces Music and Director's Cut. And thank you so much for supporting these shows. You can find them. If you don't get them in real time, don't worry. We got them podcast. civicmedia.us. Take a break, come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.